هون لگل اس بی اس رادیو بشی کردینا.
It's Eczema Awareness Week this week, and Australia has one of the highest incidences of eczema in the world. To talk about this subject, we have with us Melody Livingston, CEO of Mugu, an Australian skin care range for people with sensitive skin, eczema and dermatitis. Melody, welcome to SBS Radio.
Thanks for having me, May.
I guess my first question would be, what causes eczema?
Eczema can be caused, or can develop for a number of reasons. Commonly, it can be genetic. So if one of your parents have eczema, there's a high chance that you could also develop eczema yourself. But it could also be, it can also develop from changes in the climate, lifestyle, and also hygiene habits. Over the last year with COVID-19, we have seen an increase in eczema cases due to people just increasing the frequency of washing their hands and using harsh hand sanitizers.
Now, what are the symptoms of eczema?
Eczema gets triggered when your skin overreacts to a substance inside or outside the body, and it appears on the body as a red, itchy, inflamed patch. And these patches can form anywhere on the body. Often it's your elbows and knees. It can also appear on your face and hands and feet.
Now, how or in what way does eczema affect people?
Affect people?
Yes.
Look, eczema can impact people both mentally and physically. We hear a lot of stories about it impacting a person's self-confidence. They often, because it's such a visible skin condition, they often avoid socialising or even kids avoid going to school because of their appearance. But if you do have eczema, for example, on your hands, it can crack and bleed. So it makes it very difficult, even physically in your day-to-day life, whether it's your work or things like doing the dishes.
Now, does this have any impact on people's mental health?
I think when it comes to the visibility of it, it can impact people. They're not socialising or they tend to socialise less. And also, like, even if a kid avoids going to school, they can drop back in grades because of their skin condition and because of their appearance. So it does play a part and it does affect people mentally as well as the physical side of it.
Melody, how is eczema diagnosed?
We always recommend if you think you're suffering from eczema or may suffer from eczema, go see your GP. It needs to be diagnosed by a doctor to ensure that you're being diagnosed correctly for the skin condition you have.
There are a lot of creams and things on the market, and I know a few people in my family have kids with eczema. So what is the best way to treat or, you know, to go about eczema?
Our recommendation is to see your doctor first. They will provide you with, I guess, the recommended treatment for the severity of the eczema that you have. Often there's prescription medication options, but there's also a lot of natural alternatives out there, like natural topical creams, that I guess are more of a natural approach to managing the skin condition.
What are the complications associated with eczema?
The complications often form around not diagnosing your skin condition properly, which is why we always recommend going to a GP. If you use the incorrect products on or if you've been incorrectly diagnosed or you've self-diagnosed, that can cause complications. But it does come down to various medications have different side effects if they're used long term. But natural alternatives is something we are very proactive about at Mugu. And natural products and natural ingredients are generally suitable, or our products are suitable for babies, so they don't create any side effects at all. But we do recommend you patch test, of course, before using the product.
As mentioned on the top of the interview, that Australia is one of the highest, has one of the highest incidences of eczema in the world. Do we know how many people are impacted by eczema in Australia?
Yes. So the latest research is showing that about one third of Australians will suffer from eczema at some stage in their life. So it is quite high.
You also mentioned a while ago something about COVID-19 having a lot of impact on people with eczema. Could you please elaborate more on that?
Yeah, we have seen a rise in cases, and we think it's due to the increase in the frequency of hand washing that has been encouraged, and also the use of very harsh hand sanitizers in obviously most public places and most venues that you go to today. When you have eczema, harsh chemicals will cause a reaction on your skin and will trigger eczema. And that's what we believe over the last year has really caused an increase in some of the cases that we've been hearing about.
During Eczema Awareness Week, what is the program for that? Are there any events?
Yeah, the whole week is designed to really just raise awareness of eczema and I guess start the conversations like these conversations around what is eczema and how it's impacting sufferers both mentally and physically. So the purpose of the week is that. If you do go to eczema.org.au, they do have a number of events and programs that are on this week. But I think it's really about increasing awareness at the end of the day.
And finally, Melody, is there a cure for eczema?
Unfortunately, there is no cure for eczema at this stage. So really, it's about managing the skin condition through medication or other alternative treatments.
Melody Livingston, CEO of Amugu, thank you for being on SBS Kurdish and thank you for the informative information about eczema.
Thank you for having me, May.
Like Baka, Para Baka, Tebniya Khabnifsina, SBS Kurdish, Facebook, Bishobina.